This is the story of the one. As a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility, he knows keeping the line up and running is a top priority. That's why he chooses Grainger. Because when a drive belt gets damaged, Grainger makes it easy to find the exact specs for the replacement product he needs. And next day delivery helps ensure he'll have everything in place and running like clockwork. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What you are thinking. Most of the time, a deeper dive into your mind's patterns. What I've often seen in Vedic astrology is that the fifth house, its ruling planet, and the sun in your chart reveal a lot about your thought patterns and mental energy. These elements combine to shape not only your intellectual approach, but also your creativity, passions, and even romantic inclinations. Let me guide you through how each part of this cosmic trio impacts what you're likely thinking about most of the time. 1. The fifth house, core of your thoughts and creative energy. Intellect and creativity. In astrology, the fifth house is your center for mental energy and how you channel creative expression. If you find yourself deeply drawn to art, music, or conceptual work, it's likely because this house has strong influences that make you naturally creative. Romantic thoughts and joy. This house also governs romance and love. So if you're daydreaming about love, the fifth house has a role here. You're often thinking about joy, excitement, and even the thrill of speculative risks because this house fuels those desires. Judgment and speculation. When you weigh risks or have a gut feeling about something, that's your fifth house talking. It controls your ability to make calculated moves. So if you're drawn to areas that involve speculation, like investments, this house plays a big part. 2. The fifth lord, directing your thought patterns. The planet ruling your fifth house, known as the fifth lord, gives direction to your thoughts, focusing your intellectual energies. Its placement in your chart is like a map to understanding what captivates you mentally. If it's in the first house, you're often self-reflective, thinking about how you come across to others or how you express yourself. In the second house, family and security are big themes, and much of your thinking might be about values, traditions, or stability. In the third house, you're likely absorbed with learning, communication, and perhaps building specific skills that let you express yourself. In the 10th house, your career dominates your thoughts, guiding you to think about achievement, recognition, and success. Kesha 3, the sun, illuminating your sense of purpose and thought clarity. Self-esteem and purpose. The sun represents your soul and drives your sense of purpose. If your sun is strong and well-placed, you're likely confident and clear-minded, with thoughts that gravitate toward meaningful pursuits. When you feel the urge to work toward something significant, that's the sun lighting up your mind. Sun's placement effects. In the fifth house, you're often thinking about leadership, creativity, and ways to stand out. It amplifies your desire for self-expression. In the ninth house, your mind wanders toward big picture ideas, philosophy, and perhaps spiritual concepts. You're drawn to explore and question. In the 12th house, your thoughts may turn inward. This placement pulls you toward introspection and possibly even spiritual or subconscious exploration. Her 4, aspects and conjunctions, shaping specific thought themes. When planets influence your fifth house, fifth lord, or sun, they add layers to what you're thinking about. Jupiter's influence makes your thoughts optimistic, broad-minded, and often philosophical. Mercury's influence sharpens your analytical abilities, making you focused on communication and intellectual agility. Saturn's influence adds seriousness and sometimes skepticism, making you think practically and with discipline. Mars's influence intensifies passion and drive, but can bring impulsive or assertive thinking if not balanced. 5. Combining these influences for your mental blueprint. By considering the unique blend of your fifth house, fifth lord, and sun's positions, I can get a sense of your main mental themes. Here are a few examples to show how these play out. If you have a powerful sun and a fifth lord in your 10th house, your mind is likely focused on ambition and creativity in your career. If your sun and fifth lord are in water signs or in the 12th and 8th houses, your thoughts might often be introspective or focused on deeper, transformative subjects, such as psychology or even the occult. Nakshatra influence on thought process in the fifth house. Now, let me examine the placement of different planets in each one of the 27 nakshatras of Vedic astrology within the fifth house, and let's see how that plays out in your thought process. Each nakshatra brings its unique flavor to your mind's landscape, and the planetary placements within these nakshatras can further refine and add depth to what you think about and how you process the world around you. Thought patterns of Swati Nakshatra for all ascendants. Swati Nakshatra, located in Libra and ruled by Rahu, is symbolized by a young sprout blown by the wind, representing independence, adaptability, and the pursuit of freedom. Known for its flexible, resilient, and exploratory energy, Swati is the nakshatra of independent thinkers who value individuality, growth, and learning through experience. This nakshatra encourages personal freedom, adaptability, and a desire to establish one's unique identity. Here's how the fifth lord in Swati Nakshatra shapes your thought patterns, depending on your ascendant and house placement. Aries ascendant, sun as the fifth lord in Swati Nakshatra, seventh house. With the sun as the fifth lord in your seventh house, Swati's independent and adaptable energy influences your thoughts around relationships, partnerships, and mutual respect. You may often think about how to balance individuality within partnerships, valuing both connection and personal freedom. Swati encourages you to approach relationships with openness and respect for each other's uniqueness, making your mind focused on maintaining harmony while honoring personal space. Your thoughts center around creating balanced partnerships that respect both unity and individuality. Taurus ascendant. Mercury as the fifth lord in Swati Nakshatra, sixth house. With Mercury in the sixth house, Swati's flexible and dynamic energy shapes your thoughts on work, health, and service. You're likely to think about how to approach your daily responsibilities with independence and creativity, often seeking ways to adapt and improve routines. Swati encourages you to approach work with an open mind, making your thoughts focused on finding efficient and innovative solutions. You value autonomy in your tasks, and your mind is oriented toward creating a work life that aligns with your desire for flexibility and growth. Gemini ascendant, Venus as the fifth lord in Swati Nakshatra, fifth house. With Venus as the fifth lord in your fifth house, Swati's artistic and freedom-loving energy enhances your thoughts on creativity, romance, and self-expression. You're likely to think about how to express yourself authentically, driven by a desire for personal freedom and uniqueness. Swati encourages you to pursue creative ventures that allow you to explore and innovate, making your mind focused on finding joy in personal expression. Your thoughts are centered on creating beauty and experiences that reflect your individual style and values, often seeking relationships that honor mutual freedom. Cancer ascendant, Moon as the fifth lord in Swati Nakshatra, fourth house. With the Moon as your fifth lord in the fourth house, Swati's adaptable and introspective energy shapes your thoughts on home, family, and emotional security. You may often think about how to create a supportive yet flexible family environment, valuing both connection and personal growth. Swati encourages you to build a home that adapts to the needs of all family members, making your mind focused on creating a harmonious, nurturing space. Your thoughts center around fostering emotional resilience, valuing a family dynamic that respects individual needs and independence. Leo ascendant, Jupiter as the fifth lord in Swati Nakshatra, third house. With Jupiter in the third house, Swati's expansive and exploratory energy enhances your thoughts on communication, learning, and intellectual curiosity. You're likely to think about how to broaden your knowledge and connect with others in meaningful ways, guided by a desire for growth and personal freedom. Swati encourages you to approach learning with an open mind, making your thoughts focused on discovering new perspectives and ideas. You value intellectual freedom and often seek knowledge that expands your horizons and enhances your understanding of the world. Virgo ascendant, Saturn as the fifth lord in Swati Nakshatra, second house. With Saturn in the second house, Swati's resourceful and resilient energy influences your thoughts on family values, finances, and self-worth. You may often think about how to balance security with personal independence, valuing both stability and freedom. Swati encourages you to approach finances and family matters with adaptability, making your mind focused on creating a solid yet flexible foundation. Your thoughts center around building long-term security that respects your individual goals and values, often valuing resourcefulness and adaptability in achieving financial stability. Libra Ascendant. Saturn as the fifth lord in Swati Nakshatra, first house Ein. With Saturn in the first house, Swati's independent and resilient energy shapes your thoughts around self-identity, discipline, and personal growth. You're likely to think about how to express yourself in a way that honors both structure and freedom, often balancing responsibility with a desire for individuality. Swati encourages you to approach self-development with adaptability, making your mind focused on finding a unique approach to life that reflects both your strength and autonomy. Your thoughts are centered on defining your identity in a way that respects tradition while allowing room for personal evolution. Scorpio Ascendant, Jupiter as the fifth lord in Swati Nakshatra, 12th house. With Jupiter in the 12th house, Swati's expansive and introspective energy enhances your thoughts on spirituality, inner growth, and solitude. You may often think about how to find freedom within your spiritual practices, valuing a personal approach to understanding deeper truths. Swati encourages you to explore spirituality with an open mind, making your thoughts focused on discovering inner peace and self-awareness. Your thoughts center around seeking wisdom that supports both inner freedom and growth, often valuing solitude and contemplation as paths to greater understanding. Sagittarius Ascendant. Mars as the fifth lord in Swati Nakshatra, 11th house. With Mars in the 11th house, Swati's dynamic and flexible energy brings an independent, action-oriented approach to your thoughts on social connections, goals, and aspirations. You're likely to think about how to assert your individuality within groups, often focusing on achieving goals that reflect your unique vision. Swati encourages you to pursue your aspirations with resilience, making your mind focused on navigating social networks with independence and strength. Your thoughts are geared toward achieving success on your own terms, valuing friendships and communities that allow for personal freedom and shared growth. Capricorn Ascendant, Venus as the fifth lord in Swati Nakshatra, 10th house. With Venus in the 10th house, Swati's adaptable and self-expressive energy shapes your thoughts on career, public life, and personal reputation. You're likely to think about how to balance professionalism with individuality, often seeking ways to stand out in your career while remaining authentic. Swati encourages you to bring creativity and uniqueness into your work, making your mind focused on establishing a career that reflects both skill and personal style. Your thoughts center around creating a public image that values freedom, beauty, and self-expression, often drawn to careers that allow for flexibility and personal growth. Aquarius Ascendant, Mercury as the fifth lord in Swati Nakshatra, 9th house. With Mercury in the 9th house, Swati's curious and exploratory energy enhances your thoughts on philosophy, higher learning, and travel. You may often think about how to expand your worldview, guided by a desire for intellectual freedom and exploration. Swati encourages you to approach learning with an open mind, making your thoughts focused on discovering ideas that allow for personal growth and independence. Your thoughts are centered on exploring diverse philosophies and cultures, valuing intellectual flexibility, and the freedom to think beyond conventional boundaries. Pisces Ascendant, Moon as the fifth lord in Swati Nakshatra, 8th house. With the moon as the fifth lord in the 8th house, Swati's transformative and adaptable energy brings a depth-oriented, introspective approach to your thoughts on mystery, intimacy, and transformation. You may often think about how to explore hidden aspects of life and personal relationships, guided by a desire for emotional independence. Swati encourages you to approach transformation with resilience and openness, making your mind focused on understanding the deeper truths of human nature. Your thoughts center around emotional growth and the freedom to explore complex subjects, valuing relationships and experiences that allow for profound self-discovery and transformation.